Great was the feast in Athens that day. And eke the lusty season of that May made every wight to be in such pleasance that all that Monday jousten they and dance, and spend in it in Venus's high service. But by the cause that they should rise early for to see the great fight, unto their rest went in they at night. And on the morrow, when the day gan spring, of horse and harness noise and clattering there was in hostelries all about, and to the palace rode there many a rout of lords upon steeds and palfreys. There mayest thou see devising of harness, so uncouth and so rich, and wrought so well of goldsmithery, of broiding and of steel, the shields bright, testers and trappers, gold-hewn helms, hauberks, coat-armors, lords in pearments on their coursers, knights of retinue and eke squires nailing the spears and helmets buckling, gigging of shields with lanyards lacing. There as need was they were no thing idle, the foamy steeds on the golden bridle gnawing, and fast the armorers also with file and hammer pricking to and fro, yeomen on foot and commons many a one with short staves, thick as they may gone, pipes, trumpets, nakers, clarions, that in the battle blow in bloody sounds. The palace full of people up and down, here three, there ten, holding their question, divining of these Theban knights too. Some said thus, some said it shall be so, some held with him with the black beard, some with the bald, some with the thickly haired. Some said he looked grim, and he would fight, he has a sparth of 20 pound of weight. Thus was the hall full of divining, long after that the sun began to spring. The great Theseus, that of his sleep awaked, with minstrelsy and noise that was maked, held yet the chambers of his palace rich, till that the Theban knights, both alike honoured, were into the palace fet. Duke Theseus is at a window set, arrayed right as he were a god enthroned. The people presseth thitherward full soon, him for to see and do high reverence, and eke to hearken his hest and his sentence. A herald on a scaffold made a ho, till all the noise of people was ado. And when he saw the people of noise all still, thus showed he the mighty duke's will.